The best new music with Bridget Huswaite.
Good nights on Triple J.
You're like the definition of independent. Your rise has been very much on your own terms and doing it everything yourself. And you've got a massive following. And then to get people saying, Ziggy on Triple J, yes, like finally. It just must be a really cool thing to kind of further expand that audience, I suppose, because you've gone from, you know, busking, but then Blues Fest. Like, you just keep going bigger and bigger, man.
I think a very beautiful part that I've experienced firsthand is all the messages, like you said, from people being like, yes, I'm hearing you on my way to work this morning, and then finishing a surf, someone come up to me in the car park saying, hey, just heard you on Triple J. It's like people have seen this growth and have been often very hands-on with it. I've always been very honest and very vocal about how much of a difference it makes when people communicate where they'd like me to play, because that's how I booked house shows. It was like, hey, would anyone host a house show for me? And someone's like, I can host it in west side of Melbourne. And I was like, okay, I'll come to your house. People are like, I can host it here, I can host it there. And so people have seen firsthand the impact of their communication and their efforts. And I think that when they get to hear me on Triple J, that's a pretty sweet moment for all them, you know?
Yeah, it's a really nice little community within your fans, and they feel like they've accomplished something. So it's nice to kind of live that together. I want to ask about busking though, because, you know, you have been doing bigger shows, but do you still get time to do it?
It's funny. I just did a little busk. When was it? On Saturday. I love going doing it, even on the days it's wintry and it's cold and there's hardly anyone out in the street, because it's definitely been my roots, and I owe everything to the hours and hours of learning and songwriting in those moments. You know, you need every single one of them to deal with what you deal with at the next level of shows. At Blues, everything went wrong in soundcheck. And I think because you've done the miles, you've walked it, and you've played those times on the streets where your guitar's not working or it's raining or this, that, the other. And it's all those moments you realize you just got to go out there and give an honest performance and be yourself. And that's everything you learn from being on the streets from day one.
Yeah, absolutely. And Zig, I believe this track is a taste of the forthcoming album, true?
Dun, 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 dun.
How's it going? What's the update?
Well, the update is it's going very well. How much can I give away? I'm so immensely proud of this album, because I've never put so much work into songwriting. I think anyone would probably agree that you start songwriting and it's very much literal accounts, and these songs, I've been so particular about the message and how I've wanted that message to be shared. And we've just finished up this album last week, and now it's just the waiting game. So I can't say more.
So will it be out by the end of the year though?
Yes, it's going to be out at the end of the year with a couple other things to announce as well.
You mean like live dates?
Like maybe some live dates, you know? Like
that's
maybe
what I want to hear. Because I was looking at your dates across America for September, right? And I was like, where's the local loving? Like surely. But that's promising.
It's the first year in 5 years that I'm not touring pretty much the whole time. And it's been absolutely everything to do stuff outside of music, I had a couple eye surgeries. I've been spending time with family and friends with my wonderful girlfriend. It's been like a real downtime period. And so I'm actually exuberant about coming out to these shows at the end of the year. It's going to be a real treat.
Good nights with Bridget Huswaite on Triple J.